Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Some news here. The Terps have officially signed 5-star edge rusher Zion Elie, officially the highest-ranked recruit in University of Maryland football history. So that's dope. Kid out of Baltimore. Love to see that. I got some more news for you, Brian. I bet you're not ready for this. You ready for this?
What you got?
The Washington Spirit announced Haley Carter as the club's president of soccer operations, and promoted Nathan Minion to general manager, effective immediately.
All right.
I'm not in charge of the Spirit, but whatever they're doing is working. Mm-hmm. So promote the people you got to promote.
There you go.
That one seems pretty easy to me. Landy, I don't know if we got callers. I know I mentioned it briefly. If we have them, tell me. Otherwise, I am curious who you boys in the aquarium say is the best team in football. B says the Patriots. I'm tempted to agree with you, Brian. They do everything right, so I don't really get going elsewhere. I'm a noted Rams supporter. Like, I'm not asking who's going to win the Super Bowl, because I think that's a different question.
Yeah. See, that's not what I'm answering either. So
I think the best team in football right now, though, is a different question. I think Big G and Sterling is on the line. Big G.
What up, G?
Who's the best team in football?
I want to go with B. Mitch, but I'm going to say Seattle, if they can keep that dude from not throwing a whole bunch of interceptions, but they clicking on all cylinders also. So you got to look at them too.
All right.
So you're saying Seattle?
Yeah, he says Seattle.
All right. I'm not mad if you say Seattle. I think this is a week you can say a whole bunch of
teams. If they can stop
teams.
That dude from throwing interceptions, that dude is Darnold.
Their quarterback. Phone lines are open. Who's the best team in football? White Brian, who's the best team in football?
It's not still Auburn. The Rams.
Still the Rams. Even though New England has two more wins than them.
Yeah, the Rams have good losses. I think the Panthers are sneaky good.
I think the Panthers might win the NFC South. I've been saying that for a little while now. Landfill, who do you say is the best team in football?
Probably the Patriots.
Why?
They have the best record.
Facts. Nothing but facts coming from Landfill.
Landy.
I think the Giants are a little too low here. The Eagles, they have it 10th, Brian.
You say the Giants are too low?
I think the Cowboys are a little too low. Pardon me. The Eagles.
The Giants should be as low as you can bid them.
The Eagles are at 10. Does that seem fair?
Yeah, it seems fair because they're not consistent. They lost back-to-back weeks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know what's going on. Like, I know they talk a lot about they don't have any problems going on and this, that, and the other. Something happening. Because the running game is nothing like it was before. And you saw the Tush push get stopped the other day?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, man, something's going on.
Eagles are 22nd in the NFL in rush yards.
But that's it's been proven. You go for 320 or more, 330 or more, the next year is not the same. And what was it, Dave Zangaro, who said people haven't looked at the offensive line. That offensive line is not blocking like they did last year.
Jalen Hurts only has two interceptions on the year.
Yeah, he rarely throws the ball down the field.
I know.
I mean, listen, people get caught up in the no interceptions, but he's averaging about 140 yards a game.
209, which is frankly higher.
That's
higher
than way higher than I thought, because I've seen game where he had 100 some yards passing.
Yeah, that is higher than I would expect too.
Yeah.
Washington, coming off of a good loss. Commanders land at number 23 on the ranks. This is the highest they've been in a while.
Hey, it is what it is. Can't be mad at it.
I'll read now.
And who's going to argue and say they should be higher?
Not me. Reading now from NFL.com. Two straight overtime losses won't be salve for a lost season, but it could be an indication that this team will be competitive down the stretch and, with Jaden Daniels expected to return shortly, perhaps capable of winning a few games. No one chooses to play the role of spoiler, but that's exactly what the Commanders can be, finishing the season with two games against the Eagles sandwiched around one versus the Cowboys. That also could serve another purpose heading into the offseason. The Commanders need to know how close they are to competing. With reduced draft capital, they'll be limited in what they can do to upgrade their roster, but if the Commanders show they can compete, it could help shape the offseason plan accordingly, something that you and I have said on this program repeatedly. Against Denver, the offensive line did a fairly excellent job, and the receivers made plays, giving the impression that this attack, once again, can be dangerous in a similar form next season. They need to know that their plan would have worked if everybody didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple calls.
They need to know it was better than what the hell they've seen.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Sam is in Gainesville. Sam, who's the best team in football?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. It's been a while. Best team in football, in my opinion, is the New England Patriots for two reasons. Their coach and the quarterback. Coach is really, really good. We know that. Vrabel's a great coach. Drake May's playing lights out. It's frustrating because I never want him to do better than Jaden Daniels, but it is what it is. But listen, guys, if you don't mind, my son and I have a fierce debate. Can I ask you your opinion regarding a Commander's draft pick and the debate we're having? Is that okay?
Yeah, fire away, dude.
Right.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Here's the scenario. If the Commanders could guarantee taking a wide receiver that was Jamar Chase, okay, or a defensive lineman that was Micah Parsons, who are you taking? And I said Micah Parsons, and my son, who thinks he knows everything about football, is saying Jamar Chase. I would love to get your answer on that.
Well, in this day and age, I might take Jamar Chase too. I don't know. I mean, you can't miss with either one of them. You got a guy to anchor your defense, or in a passing league where you can't touch him, and you got a Jamar Chase ability. Can you imagine Jamar Chase on the field with Jaden?
No.
I think you can't miss in that.
Yeah, dude.
I think both of y'all could be right, man.
Generally, I would side on the pass rusher, but Chase is an exceptional talent, too. That's a good debate.
Yeah, that's a good debate. I think both of y'all are smart.
Let's go to John in Stafford. John, who's the best team in football, dude?
I got to tell you right now, man. Look, hey, man. Hey, D-Mitch. Hey, J.P. Finley. Hey, look.
What's up, man?
I don't like them Dallas Cowboys. I think them dudes suck. I think they're the worst. But what I'm going to tell you is this, man. They lead the league with like 393 yards total offense every game. And they're like 12 yards above everybody else. Now, but look, man, look, their defense sucks. Their defense gives up like 350 yards a game. Now, I don't know if you, but I'm kind of stupid. But look, 390 minus 350 is about 40 yard difference. Look, man, that's like a whole field or half a field on a short punt that will allow for them Cowboys to score some more. Look, I hate them. I think they suck. Dak Prescott's pretty good. He went to that great state of Mississippi State football team and did a great job. But, you know, look, I know their record ain't the best, but that offense man, when it comes down to it, it's pretty good. And let me tell you, we're getting late here in the daggone season, and that season is about to come to an end and go in the playoffs. And, man, they might be getting hot, that George Pickens and that CeeDee Lamb, man, but they do it all right, man. I like y'all. I hope y'all do a great job.
So are you telling us that Dallas, you think Dallas is the best team in the NFL?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Damn.
That's what I wanted to know. Like,
that call was wild. I love that guy.
I like that accent. But was he trying to tell us that Dallas is the best team?
I don't know.
What he trying to say?
I don't know.
On the screen call, he said he don't like them, but they are the best team in football right now.
No.
Wow.
Their offense might be better than anybody.
Yeah.
But their defense is not.
Jeff, I love that caller. What was his name?
John and hold on.
John and Kentucky. Petrosi.
John and Stafford.
Stafford.
I want,
he's not really from Stafford.
I want John and Stafford to know he gets fast-tracked anytime he calls.
It
reminded me of a country dude trying to do Jeff's Fred Smoot impression. Like, not trying to do Fred, but trying to do Jeff's version of Fred. And
he was just speaking his regular voice.
Hey.
I like that, man.
If Smoot's available, Smoot, what do you think of John and Stafford's claim that the Cowboys are the best team in football?
Yeah, boy, John been down there drinking too much whiskey.
He drinking that moonshine.
That moonshine.
Let's sneak one more in here. Our guy Shane is in Fairfax. Oh, Shane, who's the best team in football?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I hate to say it because I hate the Patriots. You know, how many parades do they need? I mean, but it's got to be the Patriots right now. May's playing like an MVP. They got the coach of the year, and it just goes to show you coaching is everything. Look at that organization, and now look at it. And it's you know, it's damn sure it ain't the Commanders this year. Let's call it that for damn sure. But it's got to be the Patriots right now. The defense is legit. The quarterback is probably the best quarterback in the league right now. He's playing lights out, and I hate to say it, but Stephen Diggs, he may get up there and mess around and get a ring. I mean, that's how good this team is right now. They're hot at the right time, and they can run the football, and they play good defense. That's basically what you want, right?
Yeah.
Actually, what we need to do is take a blueprint from the Patriots. Adam Peters needs to sit there and with the Patriots organization and start taking some damn notes. Let's call it what it is.
Pats have been good, man. They are they're performing well in all three phases. Going to be interesting to see.
It goes year to year, man.
Going to be interesting to see what they get when we get – December football is great, but January is when it matters.
Yep.
Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets, wrap up the program. Grant and Danny getting set to start at 2 p.m. It is B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. FanDuel. official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.